We have with us today Chris Watkins, our representative up in the legislature. Good morning, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're welcome. I enjoy it.
Well, have you been busy?
Been very busy. Of course, today it's real snowy up here, but it's just yesterday was rainy and yucky, but we don't notice it too much when we're in the Capitol because you're just so busy, you know, unless you're in a room that has windows and you make an effort to look outside, you just hardly know what's going on. But anyway, yesterday I did, Senator Hinkins had filed a concurrent resolution, and it's for Grand County, the city of Moab, and it was, we're requesting from the Department of Energy that they adequately fund the uranium mill tailings remedial action project. And that's that huge pile as you go into Moab on your right. And they started that in 2009 when I first went in. Senator Hinkins and I were there at the kind of ribbon cutting to get the whole project going. And then since then, there's been things that have happened that the funding has slowly been going down. And so the pile started out at 16 million tons. It's now to 8 million tons. But with the funding that's been going on, it probably won't get finished until 2034. And so what they're asking is that they fund it fully and at $45 million a year. And if they do that, it'll be done by 2025.
It isn't as glamorous when it's the pile of pollution is only half full. So
yeah, well, and you know, when they first put it there years ago, they sealed it. And of course, in the process of removing it, that seal is gone. And so now it's vulnerable to wind and to rain because it's right by the river. And, of course, it makes the people in the states that are downstream, Arizona, Nevada, and California, a little apprehensive, knowing that this is going into their water supply. And so they're also doing resolutions in their states to be sent back to Congress, to the, you know, Department of Energy. So anyway, that had passed the Senate. It passed. I'm the House sponsor of it, and so I presented unanimous, and so it's on it. It will be on its way.
That's great. Okay, you mentioned there was another one.
Yes, and this one was a request from a young lady that lives in Farron, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember her name, and I apologize to her, but she has a disease, but what it does is when you're in the womb, something happens, and it makes joints either become permanently straight or permanently bent, and causes muscle atrophy. And so, of course, depending on where it is in their body, it affects their mobility and causes lots of problems. And she had written to the senator and said, you know, I finally was able to attend some conferences with people who have this disease. I'd like them to be able to come to Utah to have one of their conferences, and we'd love to have a day that highlights that disease to make people aware of it. And so it passed the Senate, passed the House yesterday, so it too is done. And I apologize that I can't remember, I can't even, it's like left my paperwork on my desk, but, you know, it's just, sometimes when you have something, only one in 3,000 births will people have this. And so it's not terribly common, but if you're one of those affected by it, it's pretty important.
Yes.
So we were glad to get that done. And another bill that went through the House that affects people and children, which sounds silly, but right now if you have kids in school, you have to have doctor's notes to give them any kind of medication, or you have to go to school and give that to them. It's pretty rigorous what you have to go through. Well, we had a bill so that people, whether it's a teacher, teacher's assistant, principal, whatever, they can put sunscreen on kids. If they're in an activity.
Sunscreen?
Sunscreen. Yep. Even that, you would have to have a doctor's note, you know, go through all of this. And so, state law won't let you do it right now. So it passed the House, and it would be so it would allow any school employee to put sunscreen on a student if this student brings a note. Because even if kids bring sunscreen to school, the laws are that they probably can't even put it on themselves. So this says, I know you're having a track meet, or I know you're having a field day. I sent sunscreen with my student. Would you help them put it on so that they don't get sunburned?
Adding common sense to helping kids.
Yes. You know, I know in Australia, they make kids wear hats when they are out of school because of the sun. And, you know, Utah is one of the states with the highest incidence of skin cancer because we are so high. And so it just certainly makes sense that we start protecting these kids at school as well as at home.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me. And it passed, and now it's going to the Senate, or is it all done?
Yes. No, it'll go to the House or to the Senate. I don't think there'll be any issues with it, and it's gone through fast enough that it should make it through the Senate. We're reaching that time when if a bill has not either gone through the Senate or the House in committees, the likelihood that it'll make it through both floors and be passed is getting slim.
Yeah.
Because it just, you know, some bills just go through so fast. We listen to it, yeah, no brainer, pass it or no brainer, don't pass it. But then you get those couple that we can spend an hour or sometimes 2 hours debating them. Do we want to do this? Do we not? And you just never know when that's going to happen. So, you know, we're getting down there. So like today is all there's committees this morning, but the rest of the day we're on the floor discussing and debating bills.
Now, there were a couple of gun bills that is moving forward.
Yes. And the one that a lot of people, I think, are confused about is House Bill 198. And this is by Representative Lisenby. And this is the one that will allow certain instances, a young adult, 18 to 21, to get a concealed weapon permit. And the thing that is interesting is, by state law, once they're 18, they can openly carry a gun. They just can't do concealed. Now, we have about 14 states that we have a reciprocal agreement with that if you have ours or someone has their concealed weapon permit, it's legal in Utah. So if a young adult, say a young college gal of 19, went to one of these other states, took their concealed weapon class, and got their permit, then they can come back here and they're legal. But we don't allow them to do it. And it's actually been a request from a lot of young college women that are saying, you know what, I want to be able to have a concealed weapon permit so I can protect myself. Now, they're still not allowed to have them on public schools, you know, so that's not an issue. And they have to be. They're not, if they're 18 and in high school, they can't get it. They have to be out of high school, and then, of course, they can apply for this. So it's passed the House, and it's on its way to the Senate. So what happens over there is anyone's guess.
That is quite a report on a lot of, and I guess as the session closes down, it'll be even faster. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for joining us on Castle Country Focus.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.